Today, we will be discussing immigration, politics, including Donald Trump's speech. Here we have
Abby,
Brooke,
Jasmine,
and Jennifer.
Trump recently just started a national emergency where he spoke about immigration and the wall. He also brought up a topic about China, about how they take care of their drug dealers with people coming in, is they do the death penalty. So I think that's mainly a reason why he would like to do a wall, is because of the drugs coming in. What do you think, Brooke?
He also said that he's been praising the wall a whole lot because it states in one of the articles that he has detained people around the border agents and they're doing incredible work on our military. Has been incredible. We put up barbed wire and on certain walls that were there as much as possible. So I just think that he's going out of his way to make the wall so essential as possible that in his mind that he thinks it'd be beneficial to like the people who are drug trafficking through the border to make them stop or something. But I don't think that's really a good idea.
I feel like it could be beneficial, but it also could lead to a lot of devastation. Like a lot.
It's not really purposeful, you know?
Yeah.
It could like, because not only that he's like barbing wire and stuff, but a wall's not just going to keep stopping them. You have to actually have like a plan that's not just going to block them out. You have to actually have a plan that's going inside the actual country and then solving the problems and just finding a solution.
It's going to like separate like families and stuff, you know, and things like that, and it's going to make everything harder.
And it's not going to work out.
Yeah, because, like, for me...
Segregation.
Like, people come from, like, my family. They come here to, like, planning to work for a certain amount of years. And then going back to their family with the money they earned here. So, like, building a wall wouldn't...
That's what a lot of people think the problem is, though, is taking the money and bringing it back. Which is, I find fine. Like, if your family is in poverty and they need the money in different countries, then I say give it to them. But America's economy is so bad, I feel Trump is just trying to kind of help the economy, and a lot of countries that are coming in like Mexico are having problems with their economy, and I feel like America should help them as well as help ourselves.
All right, people have many opinions on what was true and untrue in Trump's speech.
So Trump made a point that the financial debt that's been put on USA has been blamed on Obama and is all his fault, and textual evidence shows that this is false. The national debt, which includes both the money the U.S. government owes to others as well as it owes itself. So this could show factual evidence that Obama was not the reason for the U.S. debt.
Which means he was just looking for someone to blame, like put the blame on.
Yeah, he just wants to talk and just blame somebody for his own actions, or not even his actions, it's not even somebody else's fault.
Or like America's fault as a whole, like he just wants to blame one person.
Yeah, I feel like we only take... We all need to take initiative to the economic problem that it is in all of us.
Yeah, I think in one other point that the article made, it was talking about how, because he said that he was the, the worst president or something, as in, like, financial debt. Like, he put America in the worst financial debt, which it proved that wrong because it said that. In the article, it talks about how President Bush had already begun spending billions, so, like, Obama had nothing to do with America's debt. It's been in debt for years.
Also, he says that Obama told me that he was so close to starting a big war with North Korea, and it stated in another article the same article, two former Obama administration officials have rebutted Trump's assertion that Obama was on the verge of starting a war with North Korea. The conversation between Trump and Obama, which included a warning from Obama about the seriousness of North Korea's situation, which shows that Trump is just trying to talk about Obama in any bad form that he can, including on lying on him every chance he gets.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I feel like that's all politics, though.
Well, yeah, like every politician.
But if you're a president, why should you be lying about such little things as that?
Because a lot of people don't like Trump, so he's going to do anything he can.
With that, you have no way of knowing what was said between the two of them. So, why mention that at all?
A lot of people could lie about things. That's what I mainly worry about, is Obama could have said something like that, but...
Or it may have never happened at all, exactly. And he was just trying to, like, you'd never know. So I feel like, why was that even necessary to mention?
Right.
It's kind of like, I don't want to say, like, fake news, but anything is possible when it comes to this.
When they're in a room alone, you never know what's being said.
Yeah. Okay. Last show.
An article, how many people are crossing the border illegally? Trump kept saying it was Obama, but stats show that while Obama was in office, it went down.
Yeah, it shows that the amount was actually decreasing while Obama was in office. And then for the first 6 months while Trump was serving his tenure, it kept going down. And then after the 6 months of Trump being president, it started rising again. So the problem wasn't Obama.
In an article I read, it is called What Does the Public Think About the Wall? They said in it, what the government does is legal traffic in the U.S., so the only thing Trump can do is shut down. But I feel like what the government is doing isn't really working enough, because if it was, we wouldn't really still be worrying about it.
It's also creating, like, a DSA problem also. Like, the DSA was, like, if you were, like, physically in the United States from June 15th to 2017, that is stated in the article, the laws are very specific on who can have an actual DACA. And Trump is administrating, like, a restarting the whole program, which is, like, very ignorant to do because, like, it affects the law and causing problems for people who are actually under DSA. So some people can't be able to be with their families and it gets separated, and it just causes, like, a domino effect.
Right.
Yeah, you can't just, like, restart something that so many people are already involved in.
Right. Yeah, I just feel like, again, like, as Americans, we should have a part in what's going on and not argue about, you know, what Trump said or what he's trying to do with it. I feel like we should all have a say and maybe not help, but just kind of vote on what we should do. Because...
this problem has been going on for a long time, and it should be fixed soon. And not just, they shouldn't just think about the USA people, but like people like that.
And that concludes our podcast.
Okay.